AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Some 266,000 jobs were added last month, sharply lower than March and far fewer than what economists expected. President Biden says even with the off report, the rescue plan is working.
Today's report just underscores, in my view, how vital the actions we're taking are. Checks to people who are hurting, support for small businesses, for childcare and school reopening, support to help families put food on the table. Our efforts are starting to work, but the climb is steep, and we still have a long way to go.
Last month's hiring slowdown appears to reflect a host of factors, including nearly 3 million people reluctant to work because they fear catching the virus. More women also dropped out of the workforce last month, likely to care for children after many had returned in the previous 2 months. Four former Minneapolis police officers, including Derek Chauvin, already convicted of murder in a state trial, have been indicted by a federal grand jury on charges of violating George Floyd's civil rights. AP's Amy Forlidi reports from Minneapolis on the three-part indictment.
The indictment has three counts. The first is against Chauvin only. It alleges he violated Floyd's rights to be free from unreasonable seizure and unreasonable force by a police officer. Dow and King are named in the second count, which alleges that they also violated Floyd's rights when they didn't intervene and stop Chauvin from doing what he was doing. Then the third count charges all four officers for their inability to provide medical care to Floyd.
A Huntsville, Alabama police officer has been found guilty of murder in the shooting death of a suicidal man who had been holding a gun to his head. William Ben Darby argued he shot Jeffrey Parker because he feared for the lives of his fellow officers. One of those officers testified Parker posed no threat. This is AP News. For the first time since it became a state, California lost not only a seat in the U.S. House, but also 162,000 people as a result of the 2020 census. Demographer Walter Schwarm says the pandemic's curb on immigration is one cause.
We normally have 140,000 immigrants, 150,000, 160,000, really, depends on the year. We have about 29,000 last year.
There was also a lower birth rate coupled with a higher death rate and a net loss of people moving out. California state alcohol agents have arrested a bar owner in Northern California after undercover agents were able to buy fake coronavirus vaccination cards at the bar. Agent Luke Blem tells KXTV.
Undercover agents with our special operations unit were able to purchase multiple cards in April.
Vaccination cards are being used in some places as a pass for people to attend large gatherings. The European Union is considering allowing in tourists who can prove they have been vaccinated. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.